This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the longtime Israeli leader. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Opponents of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal late Wednesday to form a new governing coalition, setting in motion the mechanism that would end Netanyahu's long hold on power. Opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett announced the deal shortly before a midnight deadline, thus avoiding what would have been a fifth election in just over 2 years. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will rotate as prime minister. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, with Lapid serving the final two. The deal is also historic because a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, would be the first Arab party to be part of a governing coalition in Israel. The agreement still needs the approval of the Knesset, Israel's parliament. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden says the United States needs to pull out all the stops to get more people vaccinated in coming weeks as he looks toward a self-imposed July 4th deadline, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
His goal is to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day.
We're at 63% of adults with one shot.
So the president's calling June a month of action, highlighting ways of making shots more appealing to those who've resisted them so far. They include free game tickets, free child care, and free beverages.
Anheuser-Busch announced that beer is on them on July the 4th.
The company says it'll buy everyone 21 and over a round of beer once the 70% goal is reached, part of what the president calls an all-American summer of freedom and joy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This